99 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
John Deere utility tractors from Prairie Land Partners are the perfect match for any chore on your property, farm, or ranch. These tractors are the ideal blend of versatility and value. From working livestock to snow removal, for hay producers, municipalities, and property owners, these tractors bring the power and versatility so you can haul, mow, bale, feed, and maintain your property. Visit them online or stop by any Prairie Land Partners location to test drive one today.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the 15th of January, 4 below 0, a wind chill of minus 17 as we start the day and start the week. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KBOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Percy Holt, and talk about some Martin Luther King Jr. activities at ESU. Percy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good. Staying warm. How are you doing?
We're doing all right. Trying our best to stay warm as well. So how pleased are you and others here in the Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion to once again be able to offer Martin Luther King activities really for not only campus but for the community as well?
I mean, we're excited to host it every year. We feel like it's important to our programs, and it's our first event of the semester coming off winter break. And so it's nice to get not only the students, but members of the community to join us on campus to just have some time together.
Well, let's talk about exactly, Percy, what will be taking place.
On January 17th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. In the Memorial Union Skyline, room 231, we'll have the MLK commemoration dinner. So basically it'll just be a dinner with people from campus and people in the community who are willing and interested in joining us, and we'll eat, and then for about an hour, and then for that second hour, I just plan on having some really important community conversation, giving our students a chance to catch up with each other, or some faculty members to have a chance to talk with some students to see how their break was, and to have a chance to just talk about, you know, the things that they're looking forward to for the semester, or even just some things that they're looking forward to or wishing for themselves, you know, their community, even their friends and family, you know, just some time to talk and really connect with one another after that long break.
So this is going to be basically like a commemoration dinner. So that's going to be kind of a large scale gathering, and then kind of individual breakouts time period for about another hour or so afterward. Is that what you're planning for Wednesday night?
And the breakouts are kind of just be whoever's seated together can just enjoy talking together, or maybe if they want to walk around the room and mingle with other people that they haven't seen in a few weeks, it'll be a great time for that as well.
Okay, so that will be the core activity, or are you going to have some other things that are going to be on campus that will be scattered from that point forward through the rest of the month?
Earlier that day, so from about 10:30 to 2 p.m., I'll be in the Memorial Union. I'll have a table for diversity student programs, and I'll invite students and other faculty and staff members to come down, come to the table and participate in an activity that I put together. Basically, anyone who comes to the table will have a chance to write out their own dreams and aspirations for, you know, their plans for themselves, or things that they like to see here on ESU's campus or maybe in the Emporia community. And I, you know, just like to hear about that and let other students hear about that, so they know that, you know, here's things that you can get interested in, not only on campus, but in the community, or, you know, maybe just trying to find some connection to some more things that you're interested in. So really trying to hone in on that community aspect. A lot of the work MLK did was for his community, based within his community, and I feel like having that community connection or building that is really important.
Again, Percy Holt of ESU joining us, talking about Martin Luther King Jr. activities tomorrow on the Emporia State campus. Percy, how important is it to keep the Martin Luther King Jr. message fresh?
I feel like it's pretty important. Everyone today, you know, wants to see better for their community. Everyone cares about their neighbors, or, You know, we see that we can get through these really cold times when we work together or help each other out. And so celebrating MLK every year and reminding each other that we can do more and do better for not only ourselves but our community if we work together. And so that's what I really want to kind of remind people about this year when we have our events.
Percy, do you think we're making progress locally and even nationwide on the diversity front?
I feel like we are. Here in the community and on campus, I mean, we've had Pride for a couple of years, and I know that Eastside Community Group has been doing a lot, and I know on campus we want all of our students to be have a space where they feel welcome and where they can find their friends and, you know, their chosen family. And so I feel like we've been doing better on campus from the 4 years that I've been a student to now being an employee there. I'm excited for the community to have Pride again next year. And so I'm really looking forward to seeing our town grow and our campus grow within their diversity.
I want to go back here, Percy, to a point that you made here about, you know, much of the work that Martin Luther King did was really based in community. But I think, and correct me if you see this as inaccurate, it seems like a lot of people have taken Dr. King's message more of an individual approach and kind of an individual call to action for a very long time. So how important is it, I guess, maybe to have the individual meaning for Martin Luther King, and as you've mentioned here a couple of times, that community, really a broader look at here what the Martin Luther King message has been all about?
Yeah, as an individual who, you know, did some reading on MLK, I feel like as an individual, it is important to, you know, take in his message and understand what it means for you, and how you as an individual can do your part in helping others or helping your neighbor. And so once the individual person can see that they can also contribute to their community, no matter how small they think it is, it really can show that, show others that even though you might not think that you can do much by yourself, finding that neighbor or maybe finding that friend that can do that with you can then bring the community together to do more.
All right, Percy, one more time, let's lay out the schedule for tomorrow at Emporia State.
So we'll have tabling in the Memorial Union from 10:30 to 2 p.m., and then you can join us in the Memorial Union Skyline Room 231 from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. for dinner and community.
Outstanding. Well, Percy, thanks so much for joining us here today, letting us know what's coming up on campus here this week, and thanks for the work that you're doing on campus.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Percy, thanks. Have a great day. Stay warm.
Oh, you too.
All right, Percy Holt, Emporia State University, talking about Martin Luther King Jr. activities on campus. Classes return tomorrow, Chuck.
All right, if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker segment that we have 7:20 every weekday morning,